Space Trawler from December 11th, 2019. Our small crew has reboarded Emily's ship, and throughout the strip they're entering from sort of the back door and going past the sleeping quarters and up the spiral staircase to the door that leads to the cockpit. In the first panel, Emily is leading the group of them, taking her jacket off, and she says, "Okay, if you're all insisting on being part of this, fine." Second panel, she's coming around the couch. "But I'm the one here who knows the galaxy and understands the tech. So, if you're coming, you listen to me, and we do things my way." Third panel, they're going up the spiral staircase, and Tesfaye says, "What if we think of a better way?" And Emily says, "Then tell me, and I'll file it for later consideration." At the top of the stairs, she turns around and faces them, and she says, "And I'm not just being a bossy pants. You can die out in space, and I'd rather that not happen." And Chipu says, "It's good to hear this straight from the horse's mouth." The penultimate panel, Emily says, "Exactly, and you should always wait to hear it straight from me." And Chipu, delivering it this line very dryly, says, No, I meant that I'm fantasizing that a horse has swallowed you." And last panel, Emily goes, and Emily's very nonplussed, says, "Ah." And Chipu continues, "And your distant itty-bitty voice is coming from way down in its dark tummy." And Emily says, "Yeah, I got it. Thanks."